Yes, we're pumping it up. We are indeed at Dubai Sports World as we are getting fit this summer, and we've got our Fighting Fit team in place. George Stothard, my co-host on a Thursday. You've been busy. I've been busy. I've been running around that track. I've run around it three times now in one go.
How are you finding it?
Actually, I was a bit disappointed in myself, really. I definitely have got out of fitness levels with my running. So that's my mission when I'm about to go on holiday. I've got my trainers packed.
Okay.
And I'm, you know, cooler climbs and all of that. Might have a bit of rain, but I'm going to be running every other morning whilst I'm in the UK.
Do you enjoy running?
I love it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I haven't been doing it enough recently, so hence...
You did the 10K, didn't you, earlier this year?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's my mission, and I'm going to be checking in on everybody because, of course, we have our Fighting Fit team. Eight of you listeners made it through, and I tell you what, I'm already so proud of them. Just in the first week, they've had their consultation with Corrie from Original Fitness. Mm. Some of them have, those that are going on the success program with Original Fitness. And I went down and I met some of the guys last week as they were doing their cardio tennis workout, which
Great.
You've done.
Yep. Really
yeah.
good fun.
Yeah. And so we're going to hear from them in just a moment. I'm caught up as well with Georgina and with Gillian. They were just about to go and do a spinning class, and they've started now supporting each other on email and hooking up together and going to do different activity and fitness. So it's looking really good. Now, of course, you can follow their progress over the next few weeks online at dubaieye1038.com. The team are blogging their experiences as they move through the weeks, and hopefully to achieve their goals. They've all got their own individual goals this summer with regards to their health and their fitness.
Mm.
For you, George, your goals this summer?
To lose weight, actually, I guess is the primary goal, hence the nutritional aspect as well, but also to improve my cardio fitness. So that's, you know, more interval training, more running, and crucially, I'm seriously thinking about doing the marathon in January, the Dubai Marathon, so I'm starting
the full marathon.
Yeah, I mean, I did the half marathon about 18 months ago and was actually really surprised and pleased with my time, so I do feel psychologically that I should now gear up to do the full marathon. So if I can get a chance whilst I'm down there at the Trade Centre this summer, then I'd like to improve my times.
You're going to be checking out the basketball, aren't you, next week?
Yeah, really excited about that. I mean, what have I done so far? I've done cardio tennis, did football with you. I obviously hammered you there.
Check out the blog and listen to the audio of George and I playing football and being coached by Steve Whittaker to find out the truth about that situation. Yeah,
yeah? That's true. And, of course, the skateboarding.
Yeah. You were good. You looked good.
I did
you had
okay.
all the gear on. You looked cool.
I had my American baseball cap on. I had my special trainers.
You had your braces on. I don't know if that goes with skating culture, but it looked good. Yeah, it looked cool. Yeah.
So loving it. Yeah, so much to do down there. Really, really enjoyed it, and looking forward to doing the basketball next week. Yeah, so lots to do. I think probably I'm also going to want to look at a bit of cricket.
Mm, yeah, that started now. Cricket, you can be coached, you can watch the games. There's also heaps of, you've got the football, of course, and you've also got in one of the halls there the indoor football championships happening. So you get to watch some of the pros coming into town with our local teams playing it out there at the Trade Centre. So that's very, very exciting. Rugby's there now.
I'm a rugby boy more than a football boy, if I'm honest with you.
Okay.
I didn't play it at school, but I think it's, I don't know, culturally I think it's more my thing. But, you know, they have 32,000 square metres down there. I mean, that is enormous.
And the facilities are superb. And this is for everyone. You know, there's Ladies' Day on a Saturday. You've got the camps, the summer camps for the children. You've got leagues. You've got individual coaching. So there's just something really to get into.
And I think it's really going to heat up as well when we get into Ramadan. And I think after iftar, every evening, it's going to be packed. And it is such a beautiful idea. You know, get down there after iftar. You've been fasting all day. You're with the family.
Mm.
And it's an opportunity not just to exercise and work out, but also just to take part in that community spirit.
That's right.
And I have to say, over the last few weeks as I've been going down, it's getting busier and busier and busier, and it's starting to feel really buzzy now. And when I was there looking at the basketball courts yesterday, they're packed, you know, full of kids, not just kids, but also adults as well, all having a go.
All having a go. So I caught up with some of the team members, our Fighting Fit team, to see them having a go at cardio tennis with Tennis 360. I caught up with Simon, Catherine, Gillian and Kate and Trent from Tennis 360.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm breaking your pace there, Trent.
That's all right.
I'm mighty impressed. We've got Trent here with the Tennis 360. Not only are you like head of marketing, but you're also a good player, aren't you?
Oh, you're being very kind, Suzanne. I'm just doing my best out here. But the guys are going really well, and we've only just kicked off, but it's a lot of fun. They're doing really well.
Yeah, so we've got some of our team here, and for some of them, they've never played tennis before. For some of them, they have played. But it's not all about the tennis. It's cardio tennis, right? So
absolutely, and it's a great way to get fit and have fun. So it's, as you say, not just about tennis, but all about keeping your heart rate up and lifting the intensity. As you can tell, I'm already out of breath and we've only been going for 5 minutes. So it is a good workout, and we've got about 45 minutes to go. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah.
Hopefully I'll still be able to talk to you at the end of the session.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to it.
Thanks.
Catch up in a bit. Just a quick word with you, Sergio, as we're walking around. I can see who collects all the balls. You have to collect the balls as well.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the people who come out here, they get a really good workout. They get a bit of tennis, a lot of the cardio workouts. And, you know, it goes for an hour, which is probably the limit of what people can do.
Sure, it's quite full on. So yeah. Just in that first 10 minutes, just quickly, what exercises were you giving them to do?
Yeah, we're doing just very fast one forehand, one backhand exercise, and then they go over a ladder on one side, and then they do some hurdles over the other side, just to get the heart rate up and going and lifting the knees up and just, you know, pushing through that pain barrier more than anything.
Okay, so you're ready to push through the pain barrier, guys? Yeah?
Yeah.
Kate, right?
Yes.
First time we've met. So,
yes.
Kate, have you played tennis before?
About 12 years ago.
Okay.
So, yeah,
you are
uber
fit, aren't you? So just that first 10 minutes, how does that compare to the other kind of exercise you're doing?
Yeah, good. Really, really good. You're having to concentrate on what you're doing at the same time, which actually makes it a little bit harder than normal, because you kind of know what you're doing when you're just running. But you're actually having to pay attention, make sure you're holding the racket right, make sure you're going the right direction, not falling over the little steps and things like that. So yeah, good. Really
okay,
good.
Well, I'll catch up with you afterwards, see how you all are then. All
thank
right,
you.
Good. Cheers. How are you doing, Catherine?
So far, so good.
Yeah, you're looking good out there.
Not really.
But you play tennis a little bit.
Little bit, yeah. I get ready for the annual, Boxing Day tennis that we have every year. That's pretty much the extent of my tennis career. But I'm working on it.
Good for you. Well, you're looking really good.
Nick will be very happy with me.
Excellent.
We end up together.
Good stuff. Yeah. And enjoy the rest of it.
You're not playing?
I'm not. No, I have been for a run though today. I went around the track a couple of times. So it hurt actually.
No,
I didn't realise how out of shape I'd
got. Scared to see Corey tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah, but yeah, it's good.
He's like, no, you have to do and you have to do. I was like, I'm going to be floating or living in my bathroom because I just drink 4 gallons of water.
Just think how fabulous you're going to look and feel by the time you go to New York, go to America in August.
Well, let's hope. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, let's take care.
Enjoy.
So how are you getting on, Gillian? How was that for you?
Tiring. I'm not very good at hitting the ball, apparently.
No, it's good. But you're fit, aren't you?
Fairly fit, yeah. But with something like this, the more tired you get, the worse your hand-eye coordination gets.
Have you played tennis before?
No. Well, I have. I've had a go at it, but not very much. So, yeah, and definitely not recently.
You're more of a netball girl, is that right?
Yes. Definitely, yeah.
So it's different eyeball coordination going on here. Yes.
The ball's a little bit smaller. Yeah.
Well, I can see you're working up a bit of a sweat though, so it's definitely getting your heart rate up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good for that. Yeah.
So over the next few weeks, what are you hoping to achieve?
Just to get my overall fitness a lot better. I know that I'm fairly netball fit, but in terms of general fitness, it's just not what I'd like it to be and what it used to be, so yeah, it's just getting into some better habits, a better routine, and doing more exercise, really.
What do you do for work, Gillian?
I work as a client manager for an advertising company. So, yeah.
So pretty much office space there.
Yeah, office space. There's a fair bit of travelling as well, so sat in a car for an hour or so to Abu Dhabi and then back. So, yeah, yeah.
So you're commuting, are you?
No, sometimes I've got clients in Abu Dhabi, so it just depends where I am. But, yeah, it's mostly kind of sat on my bottom, not doing a huge amount active-wise.
Along with so many others here in Dubai. And it's your first year in the UAE.
It is, yeah.
How's it been?
Yeah, really good. I came in the heat of summer last year, so going back into that again. But yeah, I just obviously the lifestyle is completely different. I used to cycle to and from work, and here it's possible if you're a bit of a you know, if you like your danger, but
take the traffic.
Yeah, that's it. But no, it's basically driving everywhere here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too hot to do anything else, so it's just getting used to the more sedentary lifestyle. So it takes a lot just to make yourself be more active. You've got to really, you know, take that step to, you know, do more active things in your life rather than the general day-to-day things that I used to do in the UK. So
hence why you've got yourself signed up to this. Yes. Over the next few weeks with the Fighting Fit team. Now, you've had the email from Corey.
Yeah.
How did you feel? Because you are quite fit, but you know, following the success program, and I put you into that because you've still got some goals that you've set for yourself. So although you don't really need to lose weight, but you do want to improve your fitness, I thought you would benefit from that. So did it put the fear in you, or did you think, yeah, come on, I can do
actually,
this?
Initially it put the fear in me, but then I'd much rather have someone like Corey in charge of what I'm doing to kind of give everyone a good push. I think it's really important when you're doing this kind of thing to go into it knowing what to expect. And I think we definitely all know what to expect with Corey. So that's the good thing. Yeah, we all know where we stand. And you know that if you work hard, you're going to get results. And if you're not willing to put the effort in, then, you know, give someone else the opportunity, basically.
What do you mean? Yeah. They're calling you to get back into your tennis cardio. So we'll watch with interest and see your progression over the next few weeks. So thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks.